Slim steered the pickup over to the side of the road, and we rolled to a stop. For a long, throbbing moment, Slim said nothing. In the brittle silence, I whapped my tail on the pickup seat and gave him looks of greatest remorse. I mean, I knew it wasn't my fault that the pickup had quit running, but I wanted him to know that I, you know, felt bad about it. Part of a dog's job, you know, is feeling the pain of our human friends. Or if we can't actually feel the pain, we have to make them think we do. Slim drummed his fingers on the steering wheel.
I've been meaning to get this thing fixed. I thought it'd make it to Montana.
I glanced out the window. Yes, well, we'd made it the first 20 miles. That left just, well, 600 or 700 miles to go. Slim heaved a deep sigh and got out. I followed him around to the front where he opened the hood and stared down at the smoking engine. He reached in and pulled out the dipstick, held it up to his face, and squinted at it.
Oh, I knew there was something I forgot to do.
He pitched the dipstick over his head and wiped his hands on his jeans.